Kind of resisting my urge to ask you about your London eBay AirPods edition because I just saw that and it's very, very interesting. But I'll hold that off. Jan, in voice AI in general, like with the stuff that you've been doing, if you could wave a magic wand at anything to change it, make it better, just what would you wave it at?
So there is an helpful answer, which I have to say, which is I would wave it to be a founder of a successful startup that just exited, so I can finally like chill out and just build for fun. But in terms of what you're actually asking,
So like win the lottery basically, and that's in that front, or like just
no, having a successful startup
better.
feels like more you deserve the money. I just want to fast
Yeah.
forward. Yeah.
You get more like status as well. Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Okay.
I just want the money.
Yeah.
With the voice AI, I would love a magical wand where I wave it, and basically I couldn't care less that it's a voice AI or text AI or image AI. I just want like one thing that basically is my agent, one framework, and it doesn't really matter which modality I use, and that's kind of not necessarily abstracted way, because we saw with LangChain how that can get like really shit and basically it's unmaintainable. But it's more having the right primitives that if you want to bolt on the other modalities and things when you have something like your compositional pipeline, to make it so effortless that basically you don't really notice the additional lift.
And if you had that, how would it change your life?
Because I wouldn't have to worry about voice agent. Ideally, when I say that in my head includes some way of dealing with latency. So potentially having some pattern that I can just copy paste, Shetsian style, but like AI SDK, where I slap in this other small model that keeps kind of chatting to the user while my bigger pipeline runs. And then I can stop fucking around with these like dumb models and literally chug my like Sonnet to basically deliver the intelligence. I don't have to worry too much about prompting because it's pretty smart. And in the meantime, this like simple model on the side will basically keep commenting on, oh, we have just started doing this tool. Oh yeah, I'm still looking because it's been 3 seconds and we haven't given an update. Oh, there are so many products in our database, but we are really working on, like it would give me a recipe like Shetsian style. That, oh, does your pipeline take longer than 5 seconds? Then you should use these components to make the waiting shorter. That would be an ideal world. Basically, seamless voice as an addition, because I don't believe in a voice as a standalone modality. It's too noisy, too imperfect, too difficult because it requires like some privacy and all this shit. That I don't think it's a big thing on its own. I think it's going to be useful only when you seamlessly kind of can jump between all the different things.
And do you see it as like, is it, if it kind of collapses into like one thing, is it like kind of you deal with text, or is it just
Yes.
like, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the modality that's like it would be harder to deal with images or sound, so I would like to have a text agent. The idea there is I wish that it will be easy for our design team to figure out an experience, because we will be able to tell them, hey, it's going to take this many seconds to do this many seconds to do that. We can like entertain the user so they can do their design. And all we will focus on is not going to be like, how do we get this voice platform up in the air? We will just use the tools we already know in the past that would have been like Pydantic AI, where we wanted to run all our AI. And we would just basically build the tools we need to run the application that we want to run. And voice would be just a thing that you almost like, yeah, I want the voice too.
So you don't want it, you don't want to like go down this very specific world of voice. It won't, you want it to just be like,
Yeah, because that's what it
yeah.
is. Like, I don't want to undermine what you guys are doing.
Not at
There's
all, no.
but like, if I was doing this myself, like, you just slap in the STT-TTS around your normal pipeline. There is a bit more latency, but hey, that's life. And you just go with it, right? It's just like you add a button. Sometimes you integrate it slightly better in your UI, but that's what it is.
True, true. Yeah, it makes total sense. If you could wave a magic wand at anything else, what would you wave it at?
Outside of the voice AI or more ambitiously?
Or if is there like a number two thing that you, I guess if that didn't exist, and there was like kind of more of like a immediate, I don't know, like kind of right now, wave it at, I guess, sort of, I don't know, however you want to answer it, to be
Yeah, I
honest,
was
like,
like, that is not a sentence, man.
yeah, I'll leave
Are
it to
you
you, Giannis, always.
asking me to focus on voice AI or in general what I worry about or what I'm thinking about?
Actually, yeah, let's do in general. If we take out voice AI, what would you wave a magic wand at?
For me right now, like, it's still voice AI, but basically what I'm thinking about is also how do I deliver the memory layer to this? Because it has the same problem that you have some providers that kind of give you something out of the box, but it's bollocks, but it's shit. So you end up doing the work anyway. Then you can do it custom, but when you start doing it custom, you don't actually know all the edge cases, and you haven't really tuned your tooling for the model to really understand all the edge cases because you haven't pushed the volume of memories through it. So you basically, you have to give in, sorry, very specifically, memory layer letup. Obvious one, right? Because literally their DevRel is a friend of mine. Ultimately didn't decide to go for it because I have to use their SDK, their abstraction. Even though I can self-host it, it still imposes you need to use Postgres, you need to capture everything. I don't care about that. I need 10% of their features right now. So the complexity trade-off right now is not worth it. It might be in the future, but like right now when I'm sprinting, I don't care. We don't have like 6 months to plan out like what will be the optimal agent because the reality is it's kind of a build or die. If we don't build it fast enough, if we don't release it fast enough, like we're gonna pivot and go something else because everyone else would have done it. So in that world, I basically built my custom thing in 2 days. It's too hacky and something that would be like really good primitives, like Pydantic AI style, where they basically bake in good engineering practices, good best practices of the workflows that they see from other teams. They just converge on them and create a light abstraction layer that you can just hack on. That would have been amazing if it was in memory. I couldn't find any. Search. Search is trivial. A million businesses do it for you. It's a very hard decision because everyone wants to own their data. So we end up running with GCP Cloud SQL, which is this really crippled Postgres instance where a bunch of extensions don't work. So I can't even do fucking BM25. So now some of my queries have P99 latency of 15 seconds, even though I can do the same workload on my laptop in 1 millisecond. So it's like completely stupid, but I'm basically locked in to certain architecture and infrastructure decisions, and I need to get that to work. And like, if it was easy to switch over to someone who would manage the search for us, I think we would do it. It's just everyone promises it, but it's not always that easy. Like, I built a full POC on Vespa, if you know them. They are dev. They are basically a bunch of these like old school searches as well with some big names. It's a really fast database. But basically, you configure the whole thing in these crazy configs, which means it's very domain specific, right? And I built a whole Gen AI ecosystem in Julia language, so I know exactly what I want when I'm building this search system. And I was still struggling to basically navigate how they do all these things in their config formats. So that gives me abstraction for the infra, which is great. but it doesn't give me abstraction to basically quickly build the thing I want, which might be too niche of an ask because, like, ultimately you spend longer time hosting your services than building them. But the world I know and the world I'm in this like weird space is mostly the world of building and sprinting. And in that world, I haven't found a good search provider. So right now I'm basically just hacking on top of Postgres, and I'm always this close to basically chugging my local search powered by NumPy because I can like beat the shit out of any search index I can see. Yeah, so that's kind of those are the concerns, basically. Not necessarily the voice agent itself, but like the voice is one layer of the cake, but then there's all the tools that it needs, one of which is always going to be some sort of a retrieval. Then there is obviously the memory, because nowadays, like without memory, you can't probably probably everyone expects it in a way. It doesn't have to be fancy, but like you need it. So those are the other things I'm thinking about.
That's super, super helpful.
Yeah, I don't know how, but
That's
yeah.
it is very helpful. So to kind of see like the big picture. What actually like, is what actually is the biggest like problem, I guess, with like, is it like the fact that you mentioned there, like that some of the searches are slow, stuff like that? Like what is actually, is there anything that's actually like really a blocker for like getting it out and stuff?
It's not a biggest blocker for us. This is like proprietary, so make sure you don't share this video. Biggest blocker for us is because we want to compete with Shopify, which is like the strategically the dumbest decision I've ever heard of. Because we are Shopify plugin. Our whole business line is basically Shopify plugin. So if they cut us off, we lost the whole business. You can't fundraise, you can't build, you're done. And because of that, we are building out separate checkout and everything, because their terms and conditions are you can't use their checkout partially. You need to really buy in, or you need to do everything else. So obviously, for the actual devs, their biggest nightmare is dealing with the terms of the service and the payments. But that is not my problem, right? Because that's vanilla. That's engineering. Like, figure out your shit, like how will you pay and do the checkout and everything. Because I need to worry only about the AI pieces. But like that is what they worry about. And to be clear, most of it is there is right now one of me for foreseeable few months. I think we already hired a bunch of people, but long they have obviously always 3 months notice. So there is effectively one of me. And now that I've finished memory, I will move on to search, and I will make it faster. Like however I do it, I will figure out a way to make it faster, more indices. You know, like it's still a database. So like it all can be solved, but like ultimately it's there are too many choices, too many dev tools, too many providers. You tend to know one which has like obviously like yourself podcasts or whatever. You basically have awareness because of the channels you consume. Sometimes you top it up with some research, then you have a bunch of other providers. Even if you basically move as fast as you can, you end up with this weird like basically having to build it because docs, you can't really trust docs. You need to build the thing to understand what the real edge cases are. And with every one of these, you basically end up 2 to 5 days building the piece of the platform you need, not even putting it all together for every piece of that final proposition. So it's basically this like, it's this empirical science to an extent where basically even like choosing a provider is this empirical science. That's why I had to build for voice agents. I had to build this like a side-by-side comparison of all of them. Because until you build it, when you just look at the docs, you have no idea that Gemini was like single most painful thing to get done to properly connect. Now it's fine, but like at the time, their docs were just insufficient for what they had. And even all your coding agents just can't figure it out. So like, you basically need to build it. You need to do it. And that takes multiple days if you have only limited time.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that's I guess that's the challenge. But yeah, there might be people who know it. But like the other thing I had to deal with was like virtual try-on, right? Yet another piece of it, which is like completely like visual, video generation, all those pieces. So knowing all the models, all the workflows. So none of these really, they are not really adjacent. There is no transfer knowledge. It's completely different domains, and you kind of end up doing all of them.
Sorry, what did you say? Virtual what?
Virtual try-on.
Virtual trial. Virtual trial.
So in our app, when you basically select the
Oh,
garment.
sorry. So you can like see how it looks on you.
Yeah, which requires image model, video models, background removals, different things, which is a completely different modality, which you need to integrate in your app. And it has its own latencies, its own failures, and that stuff.
I guess I've seen, I saw like Levels IO is doing that, right? Like the we've seen him doing the with Foul, and I think he's just
He does a lot of this like interior designing for whatever reason, but he photo stinking.
Photo AI as well. Yeah, that's super cool. That's fun. Okay, very, very cool. So it's like the challenges is like, is it almost like you're saying like you just need to build it yourself in a way, like you, or like you build it yourself first and then use tools rather than like you can't just go straight to the tool.
No, I usually go into the tool, but basically I need to build the thing I want with the tool to learn whether it's actually useful, because get the docs, I don't understand whether it can do the thing I want very quickly, very easily. It's like OpenAI real time, right? It's the simplest thing ever in the docs. Just do this real time voice agent, boom, you're done. You can define the tools, put an MCP there, you're done, right? Turns out you're not done, because if you want to actually do any other operations, all the transcripts and things, you have to hook into the transport layer, which is like pure session data. So you need to read up all the docs and figure out what the events are, and they have a lot of them. Basically, start changing everything by sending these real-time events and ending your turns and things like that. So everything is magical in the docs, but not in reality, and that's why you have to build to try
Yeah,
without getting it.
that's always the case. Yeah. Sorry, it's always we're part of that as well. But it's it's a challenge. Okay, super, super helpful. How do you find tools actually? By the way, just like one quick question. Like how do you discover tools and stuff? Like how do you
I depends on the tools, if it's like a package or something else. I tend to have like 2 to 3 windows of ChatGPT open at any point in time anyway, because I'm in a constant learning mode because I'm building all these things.
Yeah, of course,
Generally, I don't find myself, I always know a tool that I would use, because I spend probably 2 to 3 hours a day listening to all the various podcasts,
Oh, cool.
and reading all the small AI news, and then refreshing my X probably too much. And because I listen at 4x speed, I actually cover a lot of podcasts.
4x speed.
Yeah, so
My God.
I tend to have a reasonably good awareness because of all the various channels of what the tools are, but that doesn't mean I have used them. That's where always the issue
That's
is.
all the time. The
Yeah, so
bottleneck
I knew about
is.
Vespa, and I was like, oh, search. We should do Vespa. They do Colbert and all these cool things. And then you actually try to use it, and you realize, well, I would be the only person in the startup who would actually know how to do anything. And that's not a good one, right? When you need to scale and move around and things.
Get people to use that.
So yeah, that's always the challenge. But yeah, that you learn when you actually build with the tools. But yeah, the awareness is standard. Podcasts, newsletters, yeah, the tech news one as well. You know, comes every 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. There are two different ones. TLDR, I think, is the one. That one I like as well, because it keeps me current on top of the small AI one.
Have you got, do you use that console dev one? Console.dev.
I
It's
don't know
quite,
that one.
it's quite a good one. It might cover some. I don't think it's going to give you the full thing, but what they try to do is they say like, here's what it's good at. Here's what we like, what we don't like about each tool. And so
Okay,
you
that's
might get some, I know, because you said that's the challenge, is knowing what it can't do.
what I do. Sorry, go ahead.
I think, no, I was going to say, I think they used to spend a lot more time doing that. I feel like they don't. I know the guy is a really cool guy, but he's got a startup now. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Signed up.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No idea. Oh, I was going to say, I read even these various blog posts of people using different things, but like it still doesn't cover that what you want to do with the restrictions you have, which are imposed by what the design wants to do, what your PM thinks the functions should be, and what your architecture is mostly like laid out with your infra. Within that, when you then start using any of these tools, it might still be very different thing, but it's very cool when someone like shrinks it.
True,
Yeah. I don't
true.
do Hacker News and I don't do Product Hunt and any of these things.
Makes sense. Yeah, I don't think that many people use Product Hunt. I think a lot, obviously a lot use Hacker News, but I feel like Product Hunt is it's good, but it's something that's good to do, but you know, it's not, I don't think it's where most people get their information. Amazing. Well, yeah, that was so helpful. On that's all the questions I had, so it's we
Yeah.
can
Can I ask you something about layer code?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had like a random call about this with Damien at some point, and I gave him like brain dump. One thing that I was struggling to figure out is like, who do you guys want to serve? Like, I really can't figure it out from your because like even as a dev tool, you can't be too general as a dev tool because then you're unusable. You always have to pick something. And it wasn't clear to me because everyone else is like already positioning who they want to serve and which vertical and potentially use case as well. Who is it for layer code?
If you had to, just before I answer that, if you had to say who you thought it was for, I'd just be curious. Like, it sounds like you don't know, but if you had to, like, just say, you know, someone held a gun to your head, like, who is it for?
Well, I would say it's devs. But that also doesn't make sense because like you still need devs who are AI engineers. So it's like a subtranche of that. And within that, I am still not seeing, I don't see how you stand out too strongly. Who are the devs who need the full control and have that kind of scale that you guys need? You know, for all these things to fit together. So that's why I was curious.
I think, well, I would say right now, firstly, like, I don't think we're doing a good job on this. So, that's one thing. So I think our answer is probably not going to be like satisfying answer. But I think we've narrowed it down to devs, as you said, but as you also said, it's not narrow enough. My personal view is that we should narrow it down to like JavaScript first, like TypeScript, and really integrate well with like AI SDK and stuff, as a first port of call, and try and just do that really well and just have lots of like good TypeScript examples, good, or you know, even just focusing on like Next.js and just really double down on that. Because I think that's the one that we know a little bit better. And but yeah, that's my view. But right now we are also just trying to like, I think just talk to a lot of people and maybe figure out where there are gaps, because I think, I don't know, like it's already starting to feel like a lot of people are figuring out the pipeline stuff. Okay, there's like at the scale is like really difficult, but maybe there are like some kind of tools around. Like, I feel like a lot of people might end up, I don't know, our feeling maybe is that a lot of people are going to end up using the real-time APIs and just run it through OpenAI. And so then, like, where can we be useful? Are there things that people are building with voice AI that like we can build? But it's very much like we're trying to be useful, you know, like that's why we're trying to do all these calls. We're putting a lot of time on kind of trying to figure out where we can actually solve problems that aren't being solved well.
That would be interesting because like I don't think even a TypeScript dev is narrow enough. I would love to It's none of my business.
No, it is. It is your business. We want to hear.
I am solving a problem of I'm not building a voice agent, I'm building a factory of voice agent, right? So what I need is actually to be able to create a customized voice agent for different brands and run that whole kind of factory. So I'm a dev, but like I have a specific take, which is like this repeatable pattern because I'm serving a lot of brands. If you go to a dev, then they might be serving one brand, which has its own unique things, right? Like if you look at 11 Labs, they clearly figured out the single biggest thing where you need voice is customer support. So they literally have a widget you drop on the web page, you have this like stupid playground configurator, whatever, and you're done. So they are targeting the dev who's kind of not too much of a dev, but it's so simple. And also they like hit this like, they didn't go for vertical, they hit the horizontal of that like customer support function. And it just makes it so easy because what they built is perfect for that. Like change a few, whatever, we generate the widget. So their focus is actually incredible. It was pissing me off because that wasn't our use case and hence the features were missing. But where I'm challenging you is basically doesn't help us, honestly. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but like in general,
Because you
like
love it. Yeah.
I can't help
It's,
myself. I spend like
yeah.
10
You
minutes
just, this
by
is,
myself.
yeah, you're a startup guy. Same, I mean, same. It's, yeah.
Well, I'm a startup guy for past 4 months, but it would be so much easier for you if you literally pick what is the other problem
I
that's
know.
not in customer support or a specific pattern in customer support, right? Like
Yeah.
specific vertical industry, whatever, that has some specific interaction, whether it's a harder guardrails, right? Like when you're buying,
So true.
it's so much more. I will have to jump, I have a different call, but like
Yeah.
guardrails are tough, right? How
Yeah.
do you integrate guardrail as well? Well, that's when you're buying stuff like a retail
Yeah.
or whatever, or where you have some sort of a danger. Like when you guys were discussing all this PII and all those things, can you figure out how to do that like validation with like UI or whatever? Like
Yeah.
when you focus like on few specific problems,
Yeah,
something,
so much better. You can add.
your marketing would be so much better, and you would pop up in every fucking ChatGPT deep research for like who's this provider.
Yeah.
You're focused. When you're broad, you're gone. You will never be.
Nobody. Yeah. With nobody.
Like we were building Geo for a while, and that's all about being like ultra niche and then having few of these ultra niche things you solve. Anyway.
Thank you, Jan. We appreciate
Hopefully
it.
that was helpful.
So helpful. See you later. See
Yeah,
you
bye.
on Thursday. Next Thursday. Yeah.
Me Monday, right?
Wait, hackathon.
I thought it's Monday. 23, no? Oh, is it?
Wait, isn't that Thursday? That's Thursday, no? 23, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is the first time ever that I'm. Yeah, the Oracle Yan. Dude, I'll see you later. See you next week. Bye.